My recommendation is no, due to the fact that it doesn't meet our requirements on site distance. So, pulling out on the Fall Creek, looking to your right, if you're pulling out of Gooseberry, there's a hump in the road right there that limits your site distance. You know, on a 35-mile-an-hour road, that surprised that.
You say there's a hump there, so.
Yeah,
I mean, if they wanted to do something about that hump.
Well, the hump is on Fall Creek Road. That is our road.
Oh.
We would have to take it out probably 7 to 8 foot to make Gooseberry to where the people can see the pull out of it.
But they're doing it now.
There was talks they were going to go, if you can go on down to Gooseberry a little ways, pull the map down.
So yeah, I understand.
Pull the map down a little bit. Keep going. Well, that road right there, we'll go back up a little bit. That road right there by her arrow, they were going to try to connect it into there and come out on Concord, but what was it? The people didn't want
to. Yeah, they never did give me any signatures that they wanted to grant that. That's just what the people that lived on the Gooseberry Court, they couldn't get signatures from the landowners that they would have to have.
Go to Concord. So they're coming out on Fall Creek there now, as it is, and we're saying Fall Creek, our road, has a...
Well, it's just a hill, you know, coming...
Yeah.
You know, come up the hill and then go right back down the hill. Mm-hmm. And Fall Creek would have to be cut down quite a bit to ever meet the site distance.
What kind of expense do we think we're talking on?
On Fall Creek?
Improving our road. Uh-huh.
We're 50 grand or better. Mm-hmm. Depending on how much, I mean, how deep you got before you went to rock, hitting rock, you have to hammer. So.
Improving what road?
Which one?
Fall Creek. He says that we have a hump that makes it dangerous for the hummingbird to come out of Gooseberry, sorry. I just passed hummingbird, didn't I?
It's right above the woodlands, that area we took in last time.
Is that where you and I met with the owners and they had to fix some stuff before we go in there? And I'll be able to tell you. Yeah.
My main deal, it doesn't need our...
Talking about the woodlands.
I'd like
to click on the property where the road ends. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be able to get a roundabout there? Or a turnaround hammerhead? Are we going to be able to get a hammerhead or turn around there?
We can approach them and try it.
Well, if we don't get one, we can't really take the road in.
Right.
Now, you're talking about if it was to join on to the... Is that what you're talking about now? We're talking on...
Gooseberry.
Okay. And you said the option B is they come out and join this other road.
I'm recommending no, even with the right of way for a turnaround.
Even with the right of way for a turnaround.
Egress. The ingress at off Fall Creek is really a problem.
Right, I'm just saying, but even then, there's no.
And it's been petitioned before, and always my recollection denied due to that reason.
I guess
that was one of the reasons.
Okay, I think I'm hung up on a reason being sight distance, and that being because of coming out onto a road.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's.
But what you guys are speaking about is coming out the other end. Go down
people
and
people that weren't able to do that, really. But you talked to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the other thing is, you say if we did, you would want to turn around at the end of right. Gooseberry.
Right.
And, we're not able to get that now.
We have an approach from the development.
Okay.
So I don't know if we could or couldn't turn around.
I thought the main reason was the sight distance and everything.
Yeah, that's why we never did approach it too deep, because of the sight distance.
Yeah. If that was it alone, I would want us to discuss the issue further, and I have reasons on that. It's a sight distance due to our road. But I'm not hearing that that's the only reason. I'm hearing that it's also getting a turnaround in there. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Who did deny Gooseberry Court?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
See, the next group of Sunset and Jimco, they're off of 165 Highway. Corporate office complex used to be, are you familiar with that area, Brandon?
Say again?
Where the corporate office complex used to be on 165.
Yeah.
That's where it is. It goes up beside that office building, Sunset Wood. And then it turns into Jimco Drive, which is actually a business back there that sells supplies to rock quarries and etc. But the first portion, coming in, is actually under City of Hollister maintenance right here. And then this portion here is where the
I'm trying to find it for you.
Is it businesses or homes there? I see there's 18.
There's mainly homes, but there is a business right there at the back of Jimco Drive. And there's homes on both of them.
I'm sure the other commissioners probably know this, but you say Hollister does this. Is that anywhere in the Hollister city limits, or they just do that road?
They're city limits, so
go in and out.
In and out, yeah.
Okay.
And I had hands in to talk to them.
Pardon? So, but what we're talking about is outside the city limits.
Yes, that's correct.
It's not in the city. The city limits surround. Yeah, it's not in the city.
Is Jimco and Sunset not in the city limits?
Not according to
so it,
the people we've talked to at Hollister.
It goes around it?
According to them. So I don't know if them people never would let them take them into the city or what. I don't have any. That was part of the investigation. If it was in the city limits, so I was going to try to turn that over to Hollister to take care of it.
You don't know if Hollister has thought of taking it in or anything, since it's city all around it?
They're not wanting to, no.
Oh, they don't?
They don't have any plans of it.
I talked to the public works director. I guess they do maintain some water lines up that certain distance. I'm not sure.
You say Jim Cohen, what other business? I think there's not sales tax revenue there.
Well, it looks like the that's all in the city limits now.
Right here is the
Lutheran Church. Oh, that's an office building.
Yeah, and back here is a church. That right here is apartments entered from 165 Highway. You've got a home, and a business, and another home.
So that office building, and then the church below it, that's in the city limits. Yeah. And then right above it isn't.
Right. The answers we've got from city law.
Brandon, those businesses, I don't know what type they are. Do they not? It's not a sales tax type business.
They are.
They doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't know what's in the office building now. I think,
Well, there's a radio station.
I think,
is there some attorneys in there? It's quite a few different things like that.
Steve Creedon had purchased it. So I don't know what his plans are, what's going to be going in it.
If it's just office space, they wouldn't be bringing in sales tax. I was thinking about maybe Hollister might want to annex them in, or they may want to go into the city.
We just want to take it up to Jim Cohen, turn around. We don't want to take the
road.
If they did, we'd want to take the road.
Are they wanting to, is there some drainage issues and some different things going on there? What's minimal for 18? You say it's 18 dwellings?
Yeah.
Move to approve Sunset Drive, State Drive, and Jimco Drive.
Second.
You got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I didn't want us to have the road and then Hollis should take it in and us still have the road.
Well, if they take it in, then it would go into their system.
Pardon?
It would go into their system if they take
well,
it in.
Well, some of them, we've done it, I mean, we've not done it, but it's happened with Branson, where we have the road and have to maintain it, and they own everything on both sides.
Both sides. I think that's on a main thoroughfare, though. That'd be kind of hard for them to finagle out of that one.
Okay.
I hope.
Next one is Callaway Court. It only has one dwelling on it.
Is that the old Pepsi bottle plant?
Yeah. As soon as you go in there, you go to the right, and it would be the first road on your right off of it. It's got quite a bit of issues as far as drainage, and if we improved them, the water would then be going on a neighbor below them, and then we would be basically responsible for that.
Based upon this that, one here, you may—I
don't know if you want to look at the video or not, but you might be able to see what we're talking about better.